Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holidays are here. That means it's time to re-examine our etiquette and check our list of do's and don'ts. And who better to help us do that than Thomas Farley, Mr. Manners, an etiquette expert and columnist. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Tommy, good morning. It's been a while, so nice to speak with you.
It has been. Nice to speak with you as well. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was not a single Thanksgiving. It was dual Thanksgivings. I had a Thanksgiving feast on Thursday and then again on Saturday. So I got my fill.
You are spelling that D-U-A-L and not D-U-E-L, right?
I always try and follow my own advice. So no, there was no dueling. There were no swords coming out. Balls being thrown.
Sometimes, actually, when you have, and we may as well start here with spending time with family. Sometimes it can be dueling Thanksgivings instead of dualing Thanksgivings, and I'm emphasizing the A and the E's there. But you get my point. What's the best way to go about negotiating time with each family member, or within the same family, with each member of each different family?
Yes, it's a tough one. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we are not seeing many of these individuals, especially if they're extended family, but for once or twice a year. So a lot of times inappropriate questions will be coming out. When are you getting married? Mm-hmm. Don't you want kids? Are you still in that dead-end job? So there's that. And sometimes it's just genuine curiosity and we need to treat it as such. And sometimes it's somebody really trying to needle us and get a rise out of us. So the best strategy there is to not give it to them. So you don't take the bait. You deflect the question. You say, I'm not really looking forward to chatting about that today. Today is all about the turkey for me. I hope it's the same for you. And then you change the subject. But I think because the holidays bring so much stress, we want to be the perfect version of ourselves. The best one to be as a guest is to bring out the best in yourself and the best in others. And the best way to do that is by not engaging those duels, as you say.
Let me open the text line here at 504-260-1870 if you have any questions about holidays, do's, and don'ts for Thomas Farley, Mr. Manners. Somebody texted in that they had a problem this Thanksgiving. They handled it, they think, very well. But a family member had a fall from grace and was basically did something wrong and lost a very prestigious job and was in a kind of much lower position, a menial job, and they didn't quite know what to talk about with that person. What would your suggestion be there?
I think sometimes if you're coming at a conversation like that from a place of genuine care and concern, I think that can be terrific. But this really is going to be a case-by-case basis. As a general rule, a scenario like that, I would not be bringing it up in front of the entire group. So don't bring it up, so heard about your fall from grace.
Yeah, you got a guy, for example, you got a guy as a surgeon, a heart surgeon, and then for whatever reason, there are numerous blunders and winds up cleaning up the hospital. Not that there's anything wrong with cleaning up the hospital. It's good, honest work. But after having gone from being the leading cardiac surgeon there, you could see where it could be awkward as far as what do you talk about, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes the awkwardness is worse when the subject is out there, it's the elephant in the room, and it's not being acknowledged at all. So again, I think if you have a close relationship with this individual, you're not just relatives, but you're actually friends, I would perhaps say something along the lines of, gosh, I heard about what happened, you know, at the hospital, and I just want you to know I'm here for you if you ever want to talk about it. So you're not going to ask probing, insulting questions. You're not going to denigrate someone. But if you're just a fringe acquaintance or fringe relative, then there would be no reason for you to be bringing it up at all.
So you just kind of talk about general stuff and leave that out of it, right?
That's right. And you know what? If they bring it up, well, then it's fair game. And again, I would just treat the conversation gingerly. But, you know, sometimes walking on eggshells can make the other person feel even more awkward because they realize everybody's thinking about it. They're just too afraid to talk about it. So you may be doing them a favor as long as you do it in a compassionate way and do it one-on-one.
Somebody texted in about coordination among family members as far as who wants to have what party, because not everybody can have everybody over for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, right? There is only so much time and so much distance. So what do? Get together and maybe decide to strategize it out?
Yeah, I what a wonderful thing to have so many people who want to throw a gathering. And I think that, you know, this happens a lot where you've got in-laws and, you know, both sides of the family want to see the grandchildren or want to see the son or the daughter. This is something that really you want to strategize, not at the last moment, but if you can, do it at the beginning of the year. Say, okay, you know what? We've got a bunch of holidays coming up that are important to both families, or we're going to have multiple invites. Where are we going to go and how we're going to approach this? And maybe it is like what happened with me this Thanksgiving. You have that twin Thanksgiving celebration where there's one that's on the day and then one a couple days later. That can be nice, too. It extends the holiday.
Talk about gift giving. Is it better to have a conversation with somebody beforehand? I'm looking at Chris Coleman, a very talented young man that's manning Master Control for us. You know, Chris, I don't plan on giving you anything for Christmas this year, just so you don't go out and buy me anything. I prefer to have that conversation. Just, you know, to tell me how you do that, because what I hate, Thomas, is when, for whatever reason, Chris decides to give me something, presuming we hadn't had that conversation, and then I don't have anything. Then next year I get something for him, and he says, well, he didn't give me anything, so I don't have anything for him. And this disconnect continues. Talk about that.
Yes, and this even can happen even on a more simple basis with holiday cards. You know, well, they didn't send me a card this year, I'm not sending them one next year, and then because they got yours, then they send you one, and it goes back and forth in perpetuity. If in a scenario like that, if someone does give you a gift and you're not prepared for it, don't use language like, why did you go and do that? Or, oh, I didn't think we were exchanging. Now I feel bad. None of that language, because someone who's a gift giver, you want to thank them genuinely and uplift them. They're excited to give you the present. You want to acknowledge it in a thoughtful way. Thank you so much. Oh, this is terrific. I love it. Far better than, oh, you shouldn't have. But yes, I think if you think there's some risk, especially in a workplace, Tommy, the only ones really who should be giving gifts are the big boss to the subordinates, like the VP of sales to his crack sales team. They would typically get a gift, but you don't typically give up. So you're as the person who's the director.
Wait, that's interesting to say that you don't necessarily give up. You wouldn't, because it would appear as though you're trying to curry favor or buy influence in a way.
That's exactly right. And you're making the rest of your colleagues look bad because they didn't give a gift and you did. And, you know, candidly, if you're in a higher role, typically you're making a little bit more money. So you're in a better position to be able to give gifts. But you really, as the boss, you're thinking, these are the people who have helped me shine all year long, and therefore I'm going to give them a gift. But it's not typical that the boss is helping you as an individual shine in that same way. And so we follow that logic.
And as you mentioned that, I'm thinking of the movie Four Christmases, which I caught a little bit of yesterday, and he didn't realize there was a $10 limit, so he buys the PlayStation and blows it for everybody. Best to have a conversation with family members before that or not? Because not everybody makes the same amount of money, and maybe the heart surgeon that doesn't fall from grace, maybe he can gift somebody a lot better than the guy that's working at the parking lot can.
Yeah, this is very important. And I think it's one of the reasons, Tommy, why I'm a big fan of gift exchanges, of grab bags, of white elephants, of secret Santas. They really help level the playing field. And unless for whatever reason you're fortunate enough to be in a family where you're giving lavish gifts to one another and you all spend it the exact same amount, the fact is most of us really just want to give something that is truly appreciated and we can display our thoughtfulness, and the same for the gifts that we receive. So, you know, I know that it's, you know, it's better to give than received, or it's the thought that counts. Those sayings sound so corny, but they're really true. I'd far rather have something that shows true insight and thoughtfulness toward me than something that's lavishly expensive that I have no use for. So I think those candid conversations, again, not on Christmas Eve, well, now it's too late, but Christmas gifting conversation should be happening right now.
As it relates to personal gifts, you know, sometimes things can be too personal and not appropriate. Is it best to, I would presume it's best to err on the side of caution there and not get too personal?
Especially in the workplace. So, you know, I would steer clear of, again, boss giving to subordinates. You're not going to give jewelry. You're not going to give items of clothing. You know, accessories like gloves or a scarf, different. But you're not going to give someone, you know, a sweater or a dress. This obviously would be very, very a dangerous path to be going down. You don't want any negative perception attached to the gift. So, what I like to do, Tommy, I keep a spreadsheet of the people I know I'm going to be giving a gift to, and just jot down things that they happen to mention during the year. You know, their favorite sports team, a favorite author, a favorite TV show, anything that I can show, you know what, this is not just something that I randomly picked out on Amazon 24 hours before.
You are reading ahead, Mr. Farley. Go ahead. Continue your thought.
Yes. But this is something that shows I genuinely listen to you and I care about you. And I want to get you something that shows me to be a true, true ally and friend.
And let me take a break, because the next question was going to be, it's not the gift, it's the thought that counts. However, if you give me a pair of spats or I'm trying to think of something else that's crazy, a tie, and I never wear a tie, well, then that just shows me that, or something you picked up at Walgreens on Christmas morning, it shows me, well, maybe you weren't thinking about me that much. 9:20, we're talking about Christmas and holiday etiquette with Thomas Farley, Mr. Manners, an etiquette expert and columnist. We'll talk about holiday work parties as well when we come back. Glad you're with us on this chilly Tuesday morning, first day of December, countdown to Christmas on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
9:26, quickly back to Thomas Farley, Mr. Manners, and an etiquette expert and columnist. Do you have books out, Thomas?
You know, I did a book quite a while ago called Modern Manners, The Thinking Person's Guide to Social Graces, and I'm working on a children's book at the moment.
All right. Now let's talk about, since we're talking about children and inclusiveness when it comes to class and so forth, always best to check with the teacher first, I guess, or fellow parents?
Yeah. So, typically gift giving in a school environment, that really ends around middle school, but certainly not older. So we're not high school. We're not giving gifts to teachers. But in the earlier grades, so primary school, pre-K, very often the parents will organize a group gift for the teacher. But what I hear from teachers consistently every year is, please, please, no more world's favorite teacher mugs. They've got full sets of those and need no more. Mm-hmm. But again, a gift card is a really nice thing to do. And certainly if it's a younger child, a personalized card, a hand-painted one or a hand-drawn one is a really nice touch.
I know some teachers, and I've been surprised at what they receive for gifts. Yeah, and it just screams regifting, and we'll get to that next time you come on, because I don't think we have time for that. Let's talk about, say, for example, you're not a person like yourself, and you're clueless when it comes time to buy a gift for somebody. It is the thought that counts, but you've not kept a spreadsheet nor taken notes of what it is that you should get this person. You got any generic thoughts?
I'd say all hope is not lost. If you still want to do that personal gift, you can always check their social media. They're on Facebook or Instagram or any of the other platforms, TikTok. See what they're talking about. See what they're wearing. See the sports teams or the TV shows they like to talk about. That can be a nice cue. But I would say, in general, baked goods are always appreciated, keeping in mind any potential dietary restrictions the person may have. Same for a bottle of wine or a favorite bottle of scotch, especially if you know the person is a drinker and as opposed to someone who does not drink any alcohol whatsoever. So I think those are nice, safe bets. And then, a warm scarf, a pair of gloves. Those are all the kinds of things that even in New Orleans we can certainly use come wintertime.
Have the rules changed drastically with, I hate to say political correctness because that's become cliche almost, but in the last 10, 20 years or so with people being so sensitive about everything?
I really think it's a person-to-person sort of a situation. If you think that in any way something that you might be giving will be taken offensively, if you've got a mission for this person, I would not use that gift as a way of furthering that mission. Let's put it that way. If you think the person really needs to take off some weight, I would not be giving them a GLP-1, Ozempic gift subscription, for example. Mm-hmm. That, I would say, would certainly be off the table, or something that's deliberately too small for them as a means of kind of fat shaming them. So I think there are still some things that would very much be off limits. If the intention of the gift is genuine and kind, there really should be no problem. But don't use the gift as a means of furthering your own agenda with this person.
But we should also look at it as the recipient of the gift, because rarely, I think, does anybody get you a gift. Rarely would they go out of their way to get a gift to offend you, right? I mean, they would really have to have it in for you to want to do that.
That is for sure. And that's where I would say the political incorrectness would come into play. But what I do see, Tommy, is people who buy a gift that's really more for themselves than it is for the person they're giving it to. So you live in a household where maybe, you love model trains, and so you get your children model trains, even though I have zero interest and never will. The gift is really for you. Or something that's related to housework. For example, you're getting your spouse an iron as a gift because you want your shirts to be perfectly pressed. This is not something that is going to show thoughtfulness and love in the same way that a gift that's truly for that person to enjoy would proffer.
Like a gift certificate to the dry cleaner, perhaps.
That's what they should get in return. If somebody gives me an iron, they're getting a gift certificate to the dry cleaner.
Thomas, never enough time. I know you're busy. We'll have you back before the Christmas, hopefully, okay?
I look forward to it, Tommy.
Thanks
so much always for the conversation.
Bet.
Take care.
You too. Thomas Farley, Mr. Manners, an etiquette expert and columnist. Hope we helped you on this Cyber Monday. Maybe avoid some of the pitfalls. And that social media idea is a great one. You go and see what they're into, what they like, what they're wearing, this, that, the other thing. And it'll at least seem as though you know something about them. 9:32, we come back. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.